Well, here's Tower and the Wheel. This is one we wrote right here on the farm about the Catawba tree in the front yard.
This song inspired
this
whole project.
It did.
Technically. And we had actually come to the farm to finish writing some songs for our last record, Radiant, to get away, unplug. And we were inspired to write the song Tower and the Wheel, and we put kind of a rock and roll...
Sort of a West Coast country...
Spaghetti Western punk version on Radiant. And then since it inspired this whole project, we decided to record it again with some killer banjo and fiddle on it.
And here it is.
20 yards from the actual Catawba tree. Old Catawba stands alone with gnarled arms from broken bones. Hatchet scars she's tucked beneath her bark. The air smells like metal. The leaves become unsettled, put their backs against the coming of the storm. Other trees relax their limbs, bend their feet with gusting winds as they stretch and limber up to not be torn. Pull close to what you know. Oh, then let it go. Only in the end, when the winds are calm again, will they see whose roots have ailed and who they'll mourn. Dark fingers from the east stretch out with swift and swirling reach until they catch and choke the light out of the sun. Then fold into a fist, beat the mercy from the hills with the thunder of wild ponies on the run. From dust, mud to clay, on the shoulders of the queen, the river takes the rain, holds on to all she can, but she fears that she may drown before it's done. From broken bones, hatchet scars she's tucked beneath her bark. She's seen houses built and barns fall down, children playing all around as families lived and died in her front yard. Winter snows, summer nights, burning fires, electric lights, machines that turn to rust and fall apart. She's held a thousand horses tied, sheltered brides and grooms who cried. She's watched as lovers made love beneath the stars. Rises and the falls. There's beauty to it all. Her roots are thick beneath the earth. She shakes her fists, says, bring your worst. You're just a little wind and rain and dark.
Wild Ponies on Roots Down, Doug and Talisha Williams from the new album Galax, Tower and the Wheel. I spent some time with Doug and Talisha at the family farm near Galax where the record was recorded, Gambetti Farm down there. Asked them, why Galax? Why go back there to record and why the title for the album?
Well, the place means a lot to us. It's where we were married. It's where I spent a lot of time up here as a kid on my grandfather's farm outside of Galax. I've been to, I think, in my entire life, I think I've missed 4 Galax Old Times Fiddlers Conventions since I was born. I mean, I was there as a baby. And it's where things kind of resonate for us.
I bought my first upright bass, which is the upright bass that I still play at the Old Time Gaylights Fiddlers Convention. Somebody was playing Magnolia Wind on it.
Yeah.
And it had to be mine.
Yeah, it's just, and it's also Wild Ponies. We're right down the mountain from Grayson Highlands, where the real wild ponies wander around up there, you know. So as a kid, I spent a lot of time up there with my grandfather on horseback, and music sounds better in the mountains where the humidity's down. So
this is also, I mean, this place has changed over the years with Papa and Nanny gone now, and the family still owns the farm, but we don't come out here like we used to. This used to be a place that we came at least for the Fiddler's Convention, but usually for the Fiddler's Convention and also for other holidays. You spent all of your Christmases in Galax growing up. And
a lot of summer time, too.
Yeah, it's changed for the family since then. So this is sort of Gambetti 2.0.
Yeah.
Or
1.2. And we wanted to grab a hold of it before it completely got away.
I just feel, I mean, this is where this music for us started.
Right.
So to truly feel like we were capturing it, I feel like we had to come back here to do it.
There's no cell phone signal up here. So you can, things move at a different speed and a different pace. And it just feels more relaxed and honest. You can play honestly more, you know.
Even getting here today was kind of wild. Like, as soon as we pulled up, the tempo of life just
dropped.
And it's wild what this place does to us, I think.
Talking with Doug and Talisha Williams, Wild Ponies, about their new record, Galax, sitting in the barn where the record was recorded down in Southwest Virginia. And not only was place important on the recording of this album, but people of the place, too. They had a lot of local players with them in the process.
Snake Smith is a local legend, an amazing guitar, probably one of the best rhythm guitar players anywhere in the world. And his son, Kyle Dean, play on the record. And Kilby Spencer, who has been playing a lot with Kyle Dean lately. And when I was growing up, Snake and Kyle Dean, they were bigger than the Beatles. They were bigger than the Rolling Stones. They were you know, the gods of old time music to me. You know, I'm still, you know, even as an adult, I'm still a little bit starstruck around them. Nobody else really makes me nervous, but still getting around some of those guys, and they're great guys, and they're good friends, and they're family to us. But you know, to me, they're still people that just their presence is something that is huge to me. Growing up. And so we wanted to get, my grandfather's passed away. Snake was one of my grandfather's best friends, and they got in a lot of trouble and had a lot of fun together. And so when Talisha and I were here writing songs a couple of years ago, and we got the idea, we just wanted to capture, and we wanted to get Snake on the record. I wanted to make a record with Snake on it. We wanted to get Kyle Dean to play on a record. He could move to Nashville tomorrow and be an incredibly successful session musician. I mean, he's just one of the best players anywhere in the world, but he lives here in Galax and works at the Mirror Effect. You know, it's just the life he's chosen. And I wanted to get those guys captured on one of our records. They've played on their own records, and they've put out old time records as well. They're really good, great records. But I just wanted to get them with us really bad. So it meant a lot to us that they were willing to do it. I love them to death. All of them.
Not only local players involved in the record from Wild Ponies, a new one, Galax, but also some Nashville friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we came here to write some of those songs, which we kind of talked about, before we went into the studio to work on the Radiant record. And then we had Fats Kaplan come in and play some songs on the Radiant record. And when we were talking to Fats, in conversation, he started talking about wanting to get to the Galax Fiddlers Convention, that he, his whole life, has been trying to get to Galax because he used to check out records from the New York City Library growing up in New York City, and he used to check out old-time records, probably some that Snake
definitely
was on,
some that Snake, yeah.
And listen to him, and he had never been here.
They tried to come one time, and the, you know, they were trying to leave Manhattan, and the car either it got broke down. I can't remember exactly what happened, but the car, it was somebody's cousin's brother's sister's car, and they didn't make it, and they turned around, and he'd wanted to come to Galax his whole life. He'd learned all these songs in the Galax style, these old time fiddle tunes, when he was 16 or 17 years old, and before he went on the road with Rory Bookbinder. So he knew all these songs and could play them with the Galax lope, which is a little bit different. And so when he found out, I mean, we'd known Fats for a while, but when he found out about us thinking about this project, he was like, man, I am in. You tell me what I need to do to be on this record and I will be there. So he was obviously a natural, you know, somebody to be on the record. And then Will Kimbrough, another guy who we have a tremendous amount of respect for in Nashville. I mean, he's played with everybody as well. And just he's such a tasteful player, and he makes these beautiful palettes. He just like lays these beautiful notes out there to let everything dance across. And then when it's his turn to take a solo or a lead, he just blisters it. You know, he's just one of those great players. But not only that, he's one of those guys that's just a lot of fun to be around. You know, and everybody for this project that we wanted to be involved, we wanted to be sure that they were going to be the kind of people that would be fun and would enjoy being here on the farm. You know, and Will was definitely.
And would be down with unplugging and yeah. checking out, you know, kind of checking out of the of society for a few days.
Yeah, Will took his shoes off when he got here, and I don't think he put them back on until we left.
I think that's true. And then Nielsen was a natural mm-hmm. fit because Nielsen Hubbard and produced and engineered the record and played some percussion on it. But he's doing a lot of on-location recordings and really believes in the power of place as it relates to what's being created.
Doug and Talisha Williams, Wild Ponies. You can hear more of our conversation on WVTF.org. Head on over there and click on Music at the top of the page, and then click on Roots Down. I traveled down to the family farm just outside Galax, Virginia, to talk to them about the new album entitled Galax, and for them to play some of the songs for us that they recorded there in the barn.
This was also this is a John Bird song, a good friend and amazing songwriter in East Nashville, Tennessee, and
he's got a record that just came out.
He has a record that just came out that is beautiful. It's called Dirty Old River, and this song, we've just heard John do it so many times, and it encapsulates exactly what it's like to come back here and yeah. come back to playing music in Virginia and in this area in particular. It's called Jackknife, which sometimes I'm wearing a jackknife as a necklace. True. I'm not today, but sometimes. Thank you.
You're with Luke Church on Roots Down from WVTF.
She don't pay no mind to the birds out on the line. Just sits and bides her time. She ain't got nothing to say if you stay out of her way. Mama bird, mama bird, mama bird, mean old mama. She'll push him out.